The words of life. About the middle of the festival, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. The Jews were astonished at it, saying, "How does this man have such learning when he has never been taught?" Then Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking from my own. Those who speak on their own seek their own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and there is nothing false in him. Did not Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why are you looking for an opportunity to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is trying to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I performed one work, and all of you are astonished. Moses gave you circumcision. It is, of course, not from Moses, but from the patriarchs. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, in order that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because I healed a man whole body on the Sabbath? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with the right judgment." Now some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this man whom they are trying to kill? And here he is speaking openly, but they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? Yet we know where this man is from. When this man comes, no one will know where he is from." Then Jesus cried out as if he was teaching in the form of the temple, "You know me, and you know where I am from. I have not come from my own, but from the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him because his hour had not yet come. Yet many in the crowd believed in him and were saying, "When the Messiah comes, will he do more signs than this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering such things about him, and the chief priests and Pharisees sent the temple police to arrest him. Jesus then said, "I will be with you for a little while longer, and then I am going to be with him who sent me. You will search for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we will not be able to find him? Does he intend to go to dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will search for me and will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come'?" On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. And it's taken from John chapter 7, verses 14 to 39. First we see that Jesus teaches openly at the temple. And then the Pharisees, upon seeing his great crowds that he was drawing, later attempts to arrest him. And when Jesus is teaching at the temple, the Jews were amazed as to how he spoke with such insight and knowledge. And the guards declared no one had ever spoken like this man had spoken before. And notwithstanding that Jesus spoke with such depth and insight and was able to perform many, many miracles, the Pharisees didn't applaud him, and nor did they accept him, and instead they wanted to arrest him. I asked myself why. Clearly because he was different. He was not part of their mold, their training, and I dare say due to fear as well, as he was able to speak and command with such authority, and it was probably on their turf. I felt that this devotion was a good reminder to us to have the Holy Spirit working inside of us to exercise discernment, not to discard messages or messengers of God simply because they don't come from the same mold that we would usually expect to see. And yet, it says in the Word, if anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. And so God's really equipped us with the Holy Spirit to discern the truth of when we hear a message, and we are to exercise the use of that Holy Spirit. I think the second thing that I got from this devotion was that we are reminded to be careful not to be too legalistic. Jesus said that he chose to heal on the Sabbath, and this enraged the Pharisees. Yet the Pharisees themselves had conducted circumcision on the eighth day, which happened to be the Sabbath day, because they were just trying to be legalistic, trying to follow the letter of the law. And it's a good reminder for us to have a deeper understanding of the word and not to be too legalistic. Otherwise, we too can become like the Pharisees and make judgments purely on the surface or on first appearance of the word or the rules, without going deeper into the understanding of the intent and the spirit of the law or the word. The significance of the Holy Spirit is again brought to our attention in this famous passage where Jesus said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink, and whoever believes in me, streams of living water will flow from him." And effectively, his promise was to give us the Holy Spirit to all who believed, and wherever the Holy Spirit is accepted, he brings eternal life. I think the takeaway for us today is sometimes we are very quick to make judgments over certain situations, over certain people, and we become quick to judge, quick to criticize, because we legalistically apply our understanding of the rules, the law, or even what we think the scripture says. But in order to have a deeper understanding of the situation, I think this is a really good reminder to exercise discernment in all situations via the use of the Holy Spirit, which God's already equipped us with. Can we just bow our heads in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us for the many times we are quick to pass judgment, like the Pharisees, and help us to have a deeper understanding of the situation, or whether it be the scriptural passages, your word, with the exercise of guidance by the use of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your reminder there. Father, we also lift up to you the author of this devotion, Pastor Harry Lucenay, and his family. We also lift up to you his church, Kowloon International Baptist Church, Father, and I just ask that you would continue to be with this pastor, continue to anoint him as he leads his church, and just continue to meet their needs in every possible way. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. We'll just enter into a time of worship. Thank you. Thank you.
pull me a little closer, take me a little deeper. I want to know your heart. I want to know your heart. 'Cause your love is so much sweeter than anything I've tasted. I want to know your heart. Want to know your heart. Your love has ravished my heart and taken me over, taken me over. And all I want is to be
Let's remember our community. In our church body, we have so many friends and relatives who are suffering sickness. In particular, there's cancers. There are also people who are at the moment going through chemotherapy and radiation therapy, as well as transplants and surgery. So we just lift up all these people, Father, in prayer. Father, we just pray for Mary Westray, Pastor Keith, Pastor Samson, and Archie's father. We pray for Kevin Lee's father. Father, we pray for Annette's mum. Father, we pray for Yvain's aunt. Father, we pray, Father, for Mary's father and mother's friends. We pray for his aunt's mum. Father, we lift up these people in our midst who are sick, Father. I ask, Father, for you to just heal them, Father, that there's nothing impossible for you. And I just ask that you would, by your stripes, continue to just restore their bodies, Father, just to cast out anything that is not of you, not from you, Father. The cancers, Father. I just pray, Father, that you would continue to enable the chemo and the therapies to go smoothly, Father, and to enable any of the surgeries and the transplants also to restore, Father, to restore the people who really require the transplants. In Jesus' name we pray. We also lift up to you, Father, the many people who are sick, Father, but don't know you as yet, Father. So we're praying for you to heal them, as well as finding a way to reach out for their salvation, Father. There's many people in our spheres of influence. And I just lift up everyone, Father, on that list, Father. Father, we just lift up to you the many people that are in our spheres of influence, our family members, our friends, Father, who are suffering sickness. And I just ask, Father, that you would really continue to work on not only their physical ailments, but also their hearts, to continue to send your people around them, to enable them to hear of you, Father, to continue to work on their hearts, to enable them to know you. In Jesus' name we pray. There are others in our midst, Father, who are also sick, and I just ask that you would remember them, Father, as well. There's friends, family, everyone on those lists. Some are actually recovering from operations, and just ask for full recovery, Father. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would continue to meet the needs of all the people on this list, that we've been earnestly seeking for recovery. I just ask, Father, that you would, in your way, Father, and by your stripes, to heal them. In Jesus' name we pray. There are also a few of us, Father, who in our church community who are looking for work. So we just lift them up, Father, to you. We ask, Father, that you open the right doors and that you would close the wrong ones. You would continue to guide them, lead them to opportunities, and in Jesus' name. Let's also pray for our mission focus today, North Korea, South Korea, and a future church plant there. Also for Japan. Father, we lift up to you, Father, these three focus areas, North Korea, Chris and the community there, that they're trying to make further progress into just doing kingdom work. We also just lift up to you South Korea and the future church plant there, and as well as Japan in particular for Pastor Sophia and ties with Pastor Mitsunobu. We lift up to you also, Father, the ministries of IP, the Well and Cascade Ministries, Father. We ask that you would continue to work in your ways in these ministries. We also remembered men's and women's ministries, Father. We ask that you would continue to have your way and lead us, Father, for those ministries and to make impact, Father, as they are serving for the leaders of the ministries who are serving in those ministries. Thank you, Father. We also lift up to you Soho, Harborside and Taihang House Church. Father, we ask that you would be present in the house churches this evening, Father. And we lift up to you also SP Lights and the Homey Outreach, Father. Father, we ask that you would have your touch and, Father, continue to lead us in those ministries, enable us to impact lives, in Jesus' name. Just pray for ourselves in Jesus' name. We pray.